This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. 18th edition of Nepal-India joint military exercise to begin from Tuesday. Israeli airstrikes kill 36 Palestinians in Gaza as World Health Organization raises concern over hospital raid. And at least 124 people die in plane crash in South Korea. Now the news in detail. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Agency, Mahendra Bista, has called for restructuring news and program formats to better serve the public. Speaking at an event in Singhadarbar, Executive Chairperson Bista emphasized the need to prioritize news and educational content to effectively engage and inform the audience. Likewise, President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, stressed the need to protect journalists' rights, press freedom and address challenges during Radio Nepal's transition to public service broadcasting. Deputy Executive Director Khagendra Khatri emphasized adaptability, research and institutional improvement for smooth functioning of public service broadcasting. Similarly, Deputy Executive Director Chandra Bhushan Lal Das expressed optimism for the public service broadcasting transformation. Acting Chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting, Vishnu Ramneopane, called for citizen-focused content and a clear work plan for success of public service broadcasting. Meanwhile, Vice Chairperson of the Federation of Nepali Journalists Province Committee, Benju Subedi, stressed collaboration and positive thinking for transforming the two organizations into public service broadcasting. While Employees Union Representative Chet Narayan Podal emphasized increasing female participation in decision-making in coming days to strengthen the public service broadcasting's core function. The 18th edition of Nepal-India military exercise with the aim of security and expansion of bilateral relations is beginning at Sal Chandi in Rupandahi from Tuesday. The battalion-level joint military exercise named Surya Kiran focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography and establishment of peacekeeping mission as per UN Charter. Likewise, the military exercise will also focus on humanitarian aid in disaster management, relief mobilization, internal capacity building and environmental protection. The two-week-long training will be attended by Sri Jung Battalion of Nepali Army and the 11th Gorkha Rifle of Indian Army. Spokesperson of Nepali Army Gaurav Kumar Kesi informed that the joint military training was expected to foster friendly relations and trust between Nepal and India and expand cultural relations as well. Professional collaboration will also be augmented with it. The 17th edition of the joint exercise was held in Pithauragarh of India last year. Minister for Youth and Sports Teju Lal Chaudhary has warned the Nepal Olympic Committee of legal action for defying the Supreme Court's order and government instructions. Speaking to journalists in Pokhara today, Minister Chaudhary stated that any committee or individual not following the law and state regulations would face consequences. Minister Chaudhary also added that the Nepal Olympic Committee would be given 3 days to explain its action and based on the response, further steps would be taken. The Youth and Sports Ministry had also issued a directive to avoid participation in the election. Critics have accused Nepal Olympic Committee of holding an unlawful election and selecting representatives in favor of its leadership despite the Supreme Court's interim order to halt the process. CPN-UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel has said that a government reform center is to be established at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The reform center is to be established to move ahead in the direction of achieving the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali by maintaining good governance. While talking to journalists in Janakpur Dham today, the UML General Secretary Pokhrel argued that the center is necessary for effective delivery of services and to further channelize the government works toward the country and people. Likewise, UML General Secretary Pokhrel added that homework has been started for setting up the center at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and the center's unit in every office. He also said on the occasion that investment climate also has been made in the country at present. Lawmakers, rights activists and journalists have called for revision as the government prepares to present the Social Network Management and Operation Draft Bill 2081 to Parliament. They emphasize several gaps in the draft that could be addressed before its passage, stressing the need to protect freedom of expression both online and offline. Experts including former Judge Dr. Sri Krishna Bhattarai warned that the bill could restrict freedom of expression by taking a state-controlled approach to social media regulation. Former Judge Bhattarai suggested clearer definitions of key terms and propose amendments to better align the bill with constitutional rights. Advocate Sanjeev Kimiri raised concern over the bill granting excessive power to administrative bodies for content regulation. relation, while Digital Rights Nepal Santosh Singhdel noted the bill's lack of provisions for technology-facilitated gender-based violence. The bill developed by the Ministry of Communication is expected to be presented in the upcoming parliamentary session after cabinet approval. As temperatures in Manang district drop, garbage management has become a challenge. The Chame Rula municipality has announced that it can no longer collect waste daily due to the freezing cold. The acting chief administrative officer, Naman Narayan Malla, stated that while the number of residents has decreased with the onset of winter, reducing garbage production, regular waste collection is not possible. The municipality has suspended waste collection until further notice and urged people to avoid discarding waste in public spaces, encouraging self-management. Most locals have left the higher elevation and water in local streams and taps is frozen. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has reaffirmed his commitment to take efforts for operation of international flights from Pokhara International Airport. Inaugurating the 26th Pokhara Road Festival yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that a 20-point action plan has been endorsed by the incumbent government for operation of Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava. According to him, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation was responsible to implement this very action plan. Likewise, Minister Gurung also pointed out the need for establishing air connectivity between Pokhara and six other provinces and viewed that Pokhara could be developed as a hub for education and healthcare. Now to an international news update. At least 124 people have died after a plane crashed while attempting to land at an airport in South Korea. According to the BBC, video footage online shows the plane veering off the runway and crashing into a wall before bursting into flames. The Boeing 737-800, operated by Jeju Air, was carrying 181 passengers on a flight from Bangkok, Thailand to Muan Airport. The cause of the crash has not been confirmed, but fire officials suggest a possible collision with birds and poor weather condition may have contributed to the incident. Two survivors, both flight crew members, were rescued from the wreckage and rescue efforts are still ongoing. Israeli forces killed at least 36 Palestinians in airstrikes across Gaza on Saturday, most of them in the northern part of the region. The World Health Organization voiced concern over the fate of patients and medical staff detained by Israeli forces during a raid on Kamal Adwan Hospital, including the hospital's director, Dr. Hussein Abu Safia. According to Al Jazeera, Israel's military issued a new force displacement order for Beit Hanun, citing rocket fire from northern Gaza into West Jerusalem. Since the conflict began on 7th of October 2023, at least 45,484 Palestinians have been killed. People from Chad are voting in parliamentary, regional and municipal election on Sunday, marking the first such polls in over a decade. According to Al Jazeera, the elections aim to end a three-year transitional period following the death of longtime leader Idriss Deby Itno in 2021 and the subsequent takeover by his son Muhammad Idriss Deby, who was confirmed as president after a May election. However, many opposition parties are boycotting the elections, calling them a masquerade and accusing the ruling Patriotic Salvation Movement of seeking to establish a political dynasty. Chad, one of Africa's poorest countries, has a history of military rule and coups. The elections are seen as a key step in the country's push toward democracy, despite delays and significant security challenges, including conflict in neighboring Sudan and ongoing attacks by Boko Haram. Right groups warn that the absence of full opposition participation could undermine the fairness of the vote. Arsenic has been found in the blood of one of three women who died after eating a Christmas cake in Brazil, a police chief confirmed. According to the BBC, the toxic substance was also detected in a 10-year-old boy and a woman who baked the cake, both of whom remain in hospital. Five family members fell ill after eating the cake at gathering in Torres, Rio Grande do Sul state on Monday. Two sisters died from cardiac arrest, while a third died from shock. Police are investigating and cake tests are expected next week. Now on to a sports update. Nepal has won the gold medal in International Open Karate Championship held in India. Nepal won the first gold medal in the age group kata performance. Nepali karate player Siddhartha Rana won the gold medal in the age group of 10 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast most of the places in the country to have fair weather today, despite partial impact of western low-pressure system in the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology shared that the hilly region of Kosi province will be partly cloudy. Some of the upper hilly and mountainous region of Karnali, Gandaki and Kosi province and one to two such places of Sudupashchim and Bagmati provinces will have slight snowfall. Similarly, very few places in the hilly region across the country are predicted to have light rains. With this, we have almost come to the end of of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 18th edition of Nepal-India military joint exercise to begin from Tuesday. Israeli airstrike killed 36 Palestinians in Gaza as World Health Organization raises concern over hospital raid. And at least 124 people die in plane crash in South Korea. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.